Reluctant Retailing, the Stamp Collecting Report, I'm Lloyd DeVries. The U.S. Postal Service seems to be in something of a panic. Fewer people are mailing letters and bill payments, and the agency is forced to pay into a huge pension escrow fund, so it keeps hemorrhaging red ink. Some of the cutbacks that are affecting stamp collectors, though, seem to be penny-wise and pound-foolish. My local post office isn't getting any new stamps because some bean counter decided it has too many of last year's stamps. Other post offices aren't staffing stamp shows, saying they can't afford the overtime, and not taking into account the profit from the sales. And now a district office is shutting down the Providence mail order operation that caters to collectors, with hard-to-find varieties and rates and individualized service. The national stamp sales operation won't do that, and it's not as if the Providence operation loses money. U.S. stamps are interesting and attractive, but why spend all that money designing and printing them and publicizing them and then make it difficult to get them? Smart retailers know that if you want customers to buy your products, you have to make it easy to buy them, not harder. I'm Lloyd DeVries of the Virtual Stamp Club. For more on stamps and stamp collecting and this alarming trend, visit virtualstampclub.com.